We're delighted to have you all here this morning, and thank you for coming out on this Saturday morning for this symposium. And without further ado, I would like to introduce Rita Gonzalez, who is one of the three curators of the Phantom Sightings exhibition, who will then introduce our panelists this morning. Thank you very much.
First, I just want to say thank you so much to Christina Cuevas-Wolf, who has been so instrumental in organizing this symposium today. So thank you, Christina. As is stated in our introductory label for the exhibition, Phantom Sightings, our show focuses on drawing from Harry Gamboa's language, conceptual art in an urban form. The artists in the exhibition situate their work at the crossroads of local struggles over urban space, transnational flows of culture, and global art practices. To situate the work in a larger historical and transcultural dialogue, we have asked both art historians and artists to address how the use of space and place have been a constant in aesthetic productions bound to civil rights movements and causes, and to trace a line to current manifestations of social space in conceptual art or in contemporary art. I want to clarify that in saying that the artists in Phantom Sightings are coming after the Chicano movement is not declaiming a rupture or an evolutionary process. The artists that have emerged over the last two decades are mindful and respectful of movement politics and aesthetics. Muralism and political graphics serve, in Schiffer Goldman's words, communicative and educational uses in the public sphere. These traditions obviously still have a vibrant presence in the landscape, but the artists included in Phantom Sightings chart alternative directions for these forms of public address. Paraphrasing Arturo Ernesto Romo, another artist included in the exhibition, one could say that these artists are drawing from a vast arcade of references, moving outside of what we think of as typical iconography associated with Chicano art is a way to reflect the vast arcade of urban life. Coming after the Chicano movement is also a statement about artists making multi-ethnic and transcultural gestures. Artists in this exhibition are reflecting upon immigration, cultural translation, and globalization. As Chan Noriega states in his catalog contribution, this new generation operates outside either a social movement, either outside a social movement or a viable notion of the public. It does so within the intensified white noise of a global media and a multiracial, multi-ethnic urban street culture. The discussions today will address how artists choose or refuse to invoke identity through an address of social space. How has the formation of identity shifted in art from the era of identity-based pride movements to the multicultural moment to now? What is the place for identity dialogue? And as we ask in the title today, has identity been replaced with formations of the urban and the conceptual? And so I'd like to turn over the microphone to the moderator for this morning's session, Roberto Tejada, and briefly introduce Roberto Tejada. He is Associate Professor of Art, Media History, Theory, and Criticism in the Visual Arts Department at UC San Diego. His book, National Camera, The Problem of Photography in Mexico, is forthcoming this year, along with his new book, of the work of the artist Celia Alvarez Munoz for the series Aver, Revision Art History, Chan Noriega being the editor of that series and one of my co-curators. Roberto, welcome.